Everybody, and welcome to the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. I miss you guys every Tuesday. I'm so excited. I'm excited about the show for 2017. I mean, we're just going to keep it real, keep the facts coming. If anyone has any show topics, ideas, suggestions, hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, Yonkers First Lady, Miss Goldie to You radio show. You can email me, Miss Goldie, the number 2U at gmail.com anytime. I love to hear from everyone who listens in and supports and shares it. Shout out to everyone who listens in and supports. Well, tonight, the topic of our show is, are our children becoming who we raised them to be? I mean, we raise kids. You have good parents. You have bad parents. You have single parents. You have two-parent households, you have grandparents, great-grandparents. You have children that have no one involved in their life. And I mean, the outcome of what's going on with these children are our responsibility as adults, as communities. I mean, can we teach them everything? Are we responsible for our children's behavior? I mean, we're not our children's only influences. But yes, we are some of their biggest influence. But we don't all have to do what we learned. We can do what's right. We can learn what's right and wrong. We can learn from other people's past. We can learn from other people's mistakes. But where it starts off at is it starts off at home. So I'm going to take it to my girl Stephanie Mills. We're home, and we'll be right back with the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts, and I'm going to tell you all about my show at Coast to Coast when we get back.
When I think of home, I think of a resting place, a place where there's peace, quiet, and serenity, and that's where some of my friends have gone. Friends who have traveled with me through my wonderful experience in Oz. A journey I'll never forget. When I think of home, I think of a place where there's love overflowing. I wish I was home, I wish I was back there with the tall grass bending to leaves.
And if you have just tuned in, you are now live with the Miss Goldie to You Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts on Culturezine Radio Network. That was my girl Stephanie Mills with Home, and I picked that song because we are talking about our children, and are they becoming the people that we're raising them to be? Are they becoming the people that they learn to be from home? And where we need to start at is at home. It doesn't matter if it's your home, your grandma's home. It doesn't matter who's raising the children, as long as we are teaching them the right thing, as long as we're showing them love, as long as we're giving them life, truth, and reality, and showing them what the rules of the real world is. And that's what I love so much about my family. They always kept it real with me, which made me grow up to keep it real with myself, even though we don't always do what we're taught to do. I mean, I have done things that I was not taught to do by my family, by the people that raised me. I wasn't taught these things, but I learned them. So with that being said, we are not our children's only influences. They're influenced by music. They're influenced by the streets. They're influenced by television. They're influenced by people in your community. They're influenced by other children in school. And we look around and we say, you know, where did they learn this from? They learn it from other people who learn it from other people, and maybe those kids learn it from home. And the things other kids learn at home, they are so willing to teach their children. And one thing that I value about what I taught my children is not to be followers. You don't follow people even when you're going in the wrong direction. There's no need to follow someone else in the wrong direction. There's no need to follow behind what you see didn't work for someone else. So we have to learn for ourselves. We have to teach our kids how to make choices, number one. You know, I was always told, oh, growing up, my family, my mom, her siblings, and my cousins would say, oh, growing up, we ain't have a choice. We just had to do it, or we just had to eat that. I used to give my kids choices like, what do you want for dinner, this or that? It's not because I was giving them an option on the food. I was trying to teach them how to make a choice when there's one to be made. Now, if it was only one thing for them to eat, they didn't have an option. That was just it. This is what you're having. But if I can give you an option, if I can help you make choices coming up, you'll learn how to make choices later on in life. And the choices that you choose to make is the consequences that you're going to suffer for your actions. If you do the wrong thing, guess what? The consequences come. That's what you're going to have to suffer. The consequences, because you were taught how to make choices. You were taught the difference between right and wrong. And don't get me wrong, what everybody thinks is right is not always right. Just because someone's older than you doesn't mean what they think to be right is right, because their right might not be right either. So nobody's version of the truth, or, you know, we're not saying, you know, your choice might be wrong, but you'll find out if your choice is wrong. If you commit a crime and you go to jail, you made a choice when you committed the crime, and your punishment was going to jail. So you willingly made you have to be just as willing for the punishment. And that's another thing I want to talk about. Should we uphold our kids in their wrongdoing? When your child or whatever child you're nurturing and raising, and I mean, I talk to the kids in the street as well. I don't just limit this to my kids. It could be your kid. I don't care whose kid it is. They need that person to talk to them and care about them and check on them and, you know, see what's going on in their day. Like, you know, what's up with you? What you been up to? They appreciate that, because maybe at home nobody asked them what they did all week. They could have been out here doing whatever. Half the parents don't know what the kids are doing. As long as they don't hear about it, then it's, you know, they're doing all right. But if you have just tuned in, you are live with the Miss Goldie to You Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts. I encourage you to call in 646-668-8287. Shout out to my mom on the line. Hey, Mom. Call in. Let's hear your comments. Let's talk about this. Everybody has so much to say behind closed doors. I mean, let's talk about it. Let's get it out here. Let's get the facts on the table. Is it the parents' fault that these kids are going the wrong direction? or is it not the parent's fault? Did you teach your kid the right thing and they still did the wrong thing? Or did you not teach them anything and maybe you had a kid that turned out good anyway, just even besides the fact of whatever they went through? So I'm going to take it to Eminem. Eminem is an artist that grew up with a really troubled past, anger towards his mom, anger towards his dad. And I mean, is his anger valid? A lot of kids could be angry and upset with their parents. And we'll get back to that when we come right back. And here's Eminem cleaning out my closet.
Where's my snare? I have no snare in my headphones. There you go. Yeah. Yo, yo. Have you ever been hated or discriminated against? I have. I've been protested and demonstrated against. Picket signs for my wicked rhymes. Look at the times. Sick is the mind of the motherfucking kid that's behind. All this commotion, emotions run deep as oceans exploding. Tempers flaring from parents. Just blow them off and keep going. Not taking nothing from no one. Give them hell long as I'm breathing. Keep kicking his hand in the morning and taking names in the evening. Leave them with a taste of sour as vinegar in their mouth. See, they can trigger me, but they'll never figure me out. Look at me now, I bet you're probably sick of me now. Ain't you, mama? I'ma make you look so ridiculous now. I'm sorry, mama, I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to make you cry, but tonight I'm cleaning out my closet.
One more time.
I said, I'm sorry, mama, I never meant to hurt you. Never meant to make you cry, but tonight I'm cleaning out my closet. I got some skeletons in my closet, and I don't know if no one knows it. So before they throw me inside my coffin and close it, I'ma expose it. I'll take you back to 73, before I ever had a multi-platinum selling CD. I was a baby, maybe I was just a couple of months. My father must have had his panties up in a bunch. As he split, I wonder if he even kissed me goodbye. No, I don't, on second thought, I just wished he would die. I look at Haley, and I couldn't picture leaving her side. Even if I hated Kim, I grit my teeth and I try to make it work with her. At least for Haley's sake, I maybe made some mistakes, but I'm only human. But I'm man enough to face him today. What I did was stupid, no doubt it was dumb. But the smartest shit I did was take the bullets out of that gun, cause I'd have killed him. I would have shot Kim and them both. It's my life, I'd like to welcome y'all to the Eminem Show. I'm sorry, mama, I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to make you cry, but tonight I'm cleaning out my closet.
One more time.
I said, I'm sorry, mama, I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to make you cry, but tonight I'm cleaning out my closet.
Nah, I would never diss my own mama just to get recognition. Take a second to listen, fool, you think this record is dissing, but put yourself in my position. Just try to envision witnessing your mama popping prescription pills in the kitchen. Imagine that someone's always going through a purse, she's missing, going through public housing systems, victim of Munchausen syndrome. My whole life I was made to believe I was sick when I wasn't, till I grew up. Now I blew up, it makes you sick to your stomach, doesn't it? Wasn't it the reason you made that CD for me, ma? So you could try to justify the way you treated me, ma. But guess what, you're getting older now, and it's cold when you're lonely. And Nathan's growing up so quick, he's gonna know that you're phony. And Haley's getting so big now, you just see her, she's beautiful, but you'll never see her. She won't even be at your funeral. See, what hurts me the most is you won't admit you was wrong. You do your song, keep telling yourself that you was a mom. But how dare you try to take what you didn't help me to get. You selfish, I hope you off been burning hell for this ish. Remember when Ronnie died and you said you wished it was me? Well, guess what? I am dead. Dead to you as can be.
I'm sorry, mama, I never meant to hurt you. I never meant to make you cry, but tonight I'm cleaning out my closet.
One more time.
I said, I'm sorry, mama, I never meant to hurt you.
And if you have just joined us, you are now live with the Miss Goldie Q Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives. And tonight we're talking about the children, and are they growing up to be who we raised them to be, who we taught them to be? We're not so sure. Everyone's blaming it on the parents. Is it really the parents' fault? I mean, if you teach your kids what you teach them, they might not learn it today. They might not learn it the easy way. They might learn it the hard way. But we're not really sure. Only thing we can do as adults, as parents, as overseers, as elders, is teach the lessons, and let's just hope that they get it. So we were just playing Eminem with Cleaning Out My Closet, and I mean, it's a very truthful but disturbing song, because the things that he's saying on there, it's really intense, but that is the way he felt about his mom and the way his mom treated him. She never thought that he would grow up and be the person that he was. And I mean, really, when we are treating our children a certain way, because I'm not just blaming it on the kids. Some parents are very dysfunctional. And just because people have kids doesn't mean that they were meant to be parents or they're going to be a good parent. I mean, parents end up with a handbook. They don't give you a book at the nursery saying, you know, follow these rules and you'll have a perfect child. And nobody gives you a handbook. It's like a hands-on learning job. You learn while you're on the job. You learn from people that done it before. You watch people that messed up before. And you try to do it your own way. You know, you try to put your own spin on things. But sometimes the parents do provoke children to be who they are. And I hear a lot of people say, you know, when I grew up and they treated me like this and they did this to me, it is very well a fact that some people grow up in bad predicaments and bad situations, but that does not have to define you as a person. Your upbringing does not have to determine who you grow up to be, because you can be the complete opposite of whoever your parents were. You don't have to say, oh, because my mom was an alcoholic, I'm going to be an alcoholic too, and everybody in my family was an alcoholic, and that's just who I'm going to be, an alcoholic. No, you can look at that and say, you know what, everybody in my family was an alcoholic, my mom was an alcoholic, my grandma was an alcoholic, I'm not going to be an alcoholic. So, you know, we make up excuses on why we are who we are or who made us be the way that we are. Sometimes, I mean, the case has substance, but it does not have merit. You can be who you want to be. You can look at things and situations. You can look at other people and strive to be better than the people that you may have seen growing up. Or you can take an aunt or a cousin or a grandmother, a mom, somebody in your family that might be doing the right thing and say, you know what, I'm going to model myself after this person, or, you know, I'm going to be more like them. So on that note, I'm going to take it to Yolanda Adams with What About the Children, and we'll be right back to take some callers on the line, because I want to hear what you guys have to say about this. I mean, I'm a mom. I have other parents out there that did it way before me, and I want everybody's opinion. We might have some people out there that don't even have kids, and they might not understand this, period. But here's Yolanda Adams with What About the Children, and we'll be right back with the Miss Goldie T Radio Show.
Because he stands alone,
his dreams will die. So children, to ignore is so easy. So many innocent children will choose the wrong way. So what about the children? Remember when we were children? And if not for those who loved us, who cared enough to show us, where would we be today? So, where is your son? Where lies his refuge? And if he can't come to you, then where he runs? Such a foolish girl, yet still she's your daughter. And if you will just reminisce your days of young, you see it's not where you've been, because I know a friend who specializes in great outcomes. See his love overcomes. And what about the children? To ignore is so easy. So many innocent children will choose the
Yes, and if you have just tuned in, you are now live with the Miss Goldie TU Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts, and we are talking about, are our children becoming who we raised them to be? And are we our children's only influences? Is it the parents' fault, or is it not the parents' fault? As an adult, as teenagers, as becoming young adults, are we responsible for our own behavior? So, let's take it to the phone line. And last four digits is 8644. Thank you for calling the Miss Goldie TU Radio Show.
Hey, Goldie.
Hey, Ma.
Hello.
So what is your take on
Okay, first and foremost, I just want to say that I am so proud of the woman you became.
Aww.
You had a tough road, and me as your mother, I didn't make it easy for you. And thank God for, you know, family and friends and neighbors. They helped it where I lacked at. They pulled up the rank. And I would like to thank anybody who influenced your life. But on the note about whose fault it is, mainly it's the parents' fault. I blame the parents. And not so much as they're really their fault. You know, most black men are in prison. So the women take up everything. They do everything for their kids. So where they're missing things in life, they throw material things at them, you know, to make them feel better. But then most women have to work 2 and 3 jobs to take care of kids. So who's watching the kids? You know, it's the streets that's taking care of your kids now. There's nobody looking out for your kids because they don't want to get involved. But we need to go back to that. We need to. Everybody has to look out for one another. Rap music plays a big part in
it. Go ahead. The community does have the biggest influence on our children. And like you said, for me coming up, it was other people that were there to cut up the slack. And nowadays we have people that are minding their own business. And we do have kids that are latchkey kids. They're raising themselves because their mom got to work 2 and 3 jobs to buy them things and their dad's not around. And it does make it hard for parents. And it makes it hard on the kids. But in reality, everybody's just trying to do what they got to do to survive.
I think like social media plays a big part of it. You know, it's just peer pressure. You know, it's just so many factors into why we're losing our kids. You know, there's so many factors. So where do we draw it back? You know, like we don't have no more big mamas. Big mamas is 35. You know, they partying with everybody else. So, you know, back when I was growing up, my mother was there for everybody. Everybody in the neighborhood. Everybody in the neighborhood could come to mama's house, you know. But we don't have that anymore. We don't have that anymore. And it's just that a lot of stuff that's been going on now, you know, with the gang violence. We didn't, when I was coming up, we didn't have too many gangs. We only had let's say, because I'm from Yonkers, we had our Riverdale group, we had a project group. You know, everybody had their own groups. You know, we all had fights and stuff, but we lived to tell about it and we made up. You know, that's the main thing. We didn't carry it on and, you know, threaten one another. And, you know, it's just too much violence, too much violence. So I don't know. I just feel sorry for the new generation because they have an uphill battle that's out of this world. And I don't know what the solution is. But I just want to say I'm proud of you. Congratulations on your 5th place. You know, the top five. That's my baby.
Top 5. Thank you, Ma, for calling in. And I love you so much. I wouldn't trade my life for anything else in the world. And I'm going to put you back on hold. Shout out to my mom. She's my number one supporter. I love her so much. She's one of the realest women that I know. And she always gives it to me straight, regardless if I want it straight or if I want it with some chaser on it. She is going to give it to me straight, and I appreciate and love her so much. And, you know, if you just tuned in, you are now live with the Miss Goldie to You radio show, First Lady with the Facts, and we are discussing are our children becoming who we are raising them to be, and are we our children's only influences? So we're going to take it back to the phone line with 7536 straight out of Yonkers. Thank you for calling the Miss Goldie to You show.
Hey, Shante. Goldie. How are you, Goldie?
You know, your family calling. to, you know, when your family members call into your job because they start calling you by names that people don't even know who they're talking to now. Hi, Margaret. So what is your opinion on the subject?
The subject is everything. I love talking about the kids, but I just wanted to say something about your mother. She is the bomb, always been the bomb. She was always right on time. God had her there right on time. I mean, I used to take so much food out your mother's car just to put, you know what I'm saying, Shante. Like, she just was, God, in the beginning, things just happened because we young. Because we young. Like your mother said, you know, black men, they kind of skate out on us, go to prison. Then we have to do this thing on our own. But you know what? With them grandkids, where was your mother? She was there. Where she at? There.
Right.
Food, I don't care what it was. Your mom was there. And I just needed to say that about your mother. And I love Lucy because she just give it to you straight. Either you're going to like her or you ain't. And she never cared. And I love you,
right.
Lucy. And I'm coming to see you. And I promise that. And that's what I want to see. As far as the kids, these kids is crazy. They done lost their mind. Let's just pray for them. No, I'm just playing. But yeah, we do have to get the mothers.
But you know
have
what? You
get.
Have raised. You raised a lot of kids, and it been a lot of times you did it by yourself, and you raised other people's kids. So I'm glad you called in the comment as well, and you have also been a mother to the community and people that just was like the worst dysfunctional people. Those are the people that you would, you know, you actually taught me how to be a lady, like, you know, taught me how to, you know, groom myself and do my hair and keep my house clean, because, you know, a man ain't going to want you if your house ain't clean and if you don't cook it. And you got to look nice and you got to smell good and you got to fix yourself up. You taught me these things and I appreciate that. So what do you feel about, are we, like, whatever your kids grew up and did, do you feel like it was your fault? Because did you teach them the right thing? Was you the mother that always home? Yes. Was you always there? Yes. So do you feel like any mistakes your kids made or didn't make, was it your fault, or you think they was on their own at a certain point?
I have to admit one more time with Lucy. I hope she's still listening. I have to agree it's the parents' fault. There is so many things that I know that I could have done over, but, you know, I guess there's a path that we have to walk down that we get it a little late. And, of course, I see, you know, your kids watch every little thing that you do. And, of course, if I didn't do some of the things that I did, I am pretty sure that my son, True, wouldn't be where he is. You know, it's just,
right.
You know, Francis might would have a different state of mind about a lot of things. I mean, now I'm where only thing I could do is give it to God and pray about it. You know,
right.
I mean, of course, I think it starts from the parents. It starts in the house. In the house. That's it. You can't.
And
but
I mean,
now,
in one aspect, it does start in the house. But here, we have people that was raised right and did the wrong thing, because the things that you did, which your mother would have never did.
Oh, girl.
Your mother, no, you did not. You didn't learn that from your mother.
Listen,
your mother ain't never. Right?
Never. My mother whipped us. My mother. Go ahead. I can't hear you.
No, go ahead.
Say it again. No, I said my mother tore us up with anything she had her hands on. Let me tell you something. When my mother was able to just look at us, and we knew not to move. So, yeah, we got older, you know, me and my brothers and sisters, and none of us was followers, but we were leaders, but we led our own selves in the wrong direction, and that includes all five of us. All five of us are leaders. And I got to tell you, we led our very own selves right into our own situations. I'm being honest with you.
But so, yeah, you have it on another aspect. So you are first lady with the facts. I love the facts. So here you are as a parent who raised, you got adult children who they're, I love them to death, that you got grandchildren, and you are saying that some of the things you did in your life and some of the things your kids watch you do probably led them to do what they do. But then in the same token, as you growing up, you did things that your mother wouldn't have did, and your mother didn't teach you. So that's why this is such an interesting topic, because it's like a two-headed sword. Like, okay, maybe it's my fault, maybe it's not my fault, maybe some of it's my fault, but some of it might be the street's fault. But at the end of the day, it was all the decisions that you decided to make as an adult. You decided to do those. You wasn't taught those things. You decided them. So, I mean, it's an amazing subject. And do you have anything else to say, sister? Would you like to give a shout-out?
I like to give a shout out to only one person, and that's my baby Mason Wade. Auntie, love you. Isn't that terrible?
Just Mason. Shout out to Prince Mason. He is the best. I love Prince Mason. That's my prince right there. So I'm going to put back on hold. Now, this is a hot topic, and we got people online. They waiting to talk about this. And just to let you know, your mom is listening, too, and you just told everyone how she whooped you and stuff. And I hope she gets you later. So thank you for calling
in. Love you, Maya.
Listening. Continue to keep listening to the Miss Goldie TU Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts. And if anyone is just tuning in, we're on the hot topic about our children becoming who we raised them to be or no. So I'm going to take it to my next caller. The number is 2548, and I already know who this is. This is my sister, Passion Nolakna. Very, hey, Passion.
Hey, Miss Goldie, how are you?
Passion says she's going to be brief because she's at work, but she still loves me. Even tuning in at work. Shout out to you, Passion. I love you.
I love you back.
So, I call into, especially because you are a person that doesn't have children, but you work with a lot of children. You work with children that have issues. You work with children that have the problems that we are talking about. So you get to hear the kids' side of the story where, you know, they're blaming it on their parents sometimes, and sometimes you can tell that it's just them and they just doing what they want to do. So what's your take on this whole topic?
Everybody has to be accountable for their part in it. There's nobody who is 100% to blame and nobody who's 100% blameless. Everybody has a role. When you're small and defenseless, that's one thing. But as you get older, I agree with the previous commenters, you make decisions. And some of the decisions that you make, they're not going to serve you well in the moment, and they're not going to serve you well down the line. But if at 15 you make a decision that doesn't serve you well, you don't get to blame your mother when you made that decision for yourself. Now, if the house burned down and that's not your fault, that's something different. You end up homeless, that's something different. But if you decided that you wanted to be out there in the streets and even though you're drawn to something, just because you're drawn to it doesn't mean that you have to necessarily go and pursue that. There are a lot of things that we can be drawn to. The allure of it, it's so appealing. But we know that there's danger just past the allure. So we have to decide, okay, am I more interested in the danger, or am I more interested in the wisdom and the sound thinking? If you opt for the wrong thing, then that's all on you. You can't blame somebody else. And there's just no circumventing you. You know what I'm saying? And I get it. There are a lot of things that happen in our early days that predicate some of the decisions that we make. But again, especially in this day and age, when you have access to all of this information, you don't get to put the blame on anybody. There was a time when access was a lot more limited. Information was a lot more limited. Everybody walking around with a smartphone. Libraries are still free. Library cards are still free. Everybody got a smartphone, and internet is on everybody's phone. You don't even have to have an expensive plan to have internet access. If you can find your way to somebody's Instagram or somebody's Facebook, that means you can find your way to somebody's sound information. And if you see all of this negativity being projected in your direction every day, but you know that there's other information that's out there, and there are other things that are available, and you choose not to look into that, you can't blame your mother because what you watch on TV, no, that's not going to fly. That's not going to fly. Whatever your parents did protect you from when you were a child or whatever, you know, you were subjected to, because there are a lot of things that they maybe they did not protect you from and they should have. Maybe they did not protect you from and they would have if they knew about it, but they didn't know about it, so that they didn't protect you. Okay, that I can understand. But even with that, when do you say, listen, I'm in bad shape and I don't think that I'm making sound decisions. I don't think that I'm going to make the best decisions. I need help. Even with that, it's as simple as saying that. Now, if you're a teenager and you said to somebody, you know, I need help, I need somebody to talk to, and that fell on deaf ears, now you might have a little bit of saying, well, I asked for help and nobody helped me. But if you're not asking for help and you're making dumb decisions, well, I mean, who are you looking to sympathize with you? I'm not the one to offer you that kind of sympathy. And this is saying that as somebody who had ultimate Christian parent, you know, I was in church, in everything I was doing was in church. Every time a church was organization, she was just praying and fasting and the whole nine yards. She didn't drink, she didn't smoke, she didn't curse. I did all of it. I drank, I still enjoy an adult beverage. I don't smoke anymore, but I smoked for very many years. And I'm very handy with some four-letter words. Let's just be very clear. I didn't learn that at home. And I can't blame anything necessarily on my mother. You know, were there things that I didn't learn from her, things that, you know, I felt like I had trepidation towards approaching the subject because I didn't feel like it would be well-received? Absolutely. But even that, there were other people that I could source. So if I didn't ask the questions, it wasn't because there was nobody to ask, even if I couldn't ask my mother. So, you know, I'm making these points as somebody who has made real bad decisions, and a lot of the decisions I made could have cost me my life and could have cost me my life and put a whole lot of other people in very, very, very precarious situations. So it's not just the fact that the decisions I made were bad for me. They were bad for everybody all the way around. I can't put the blame solely on somebody else because I have to take my part in that. I have to take my responsibility for my part in that, for my decision, for the decision I made to do this, irrespective of who I felt like I couldn't talk to or who I felt like wasn't listening. We can always come up with 1,000 excuses and justifications for why we do the things that we have to do, but at the end of the day, we're only going to have to go to bed with us and we're only going to have to wake up with us. So we can... Say that again, I didn't mean...
We don't have to do what our families do. We can do our own thing. We can be our own people. I don't care what blood is pumping through your veins. You can't say, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I'm just like my family. I act just like my family. That's because you want to act just like your family. If they're dysfunctional and you want to be dysfunctional, that's what you'll, if you accept that in your life and say, you know, I'm just going to be, I'm ugly like my daddy. I'm dysfunctional. You know Prince, when doves cry. You know, I don't know. But
that's a great analogy.
Like, who in my life? Only person I know that I'm act like is me. A lot of people look at me and say, you act just like your mom. You know, nobody really tells me I act like my father, so evidently I act like my mother. But I know my mother don't even act like this because I'm a little crazier with it. Like, I got a little more something else going on with me than my mother. So I probably act like my mom a lot, and everybody would say, you're just like your mother, you're just like your mother. Yes, but it's a lot of somebody else in there, too, and I guess that's me. That's who I am. So we are who we are at the end of the day, and I can't blame nobody for who I love who I am. I love every minute that my life made me become the humble person, loving person that I am today, because I don't know. Maybe if I grew up rich with all the privileges, I might be like the Menendez brothers. I probably, you don't know who you could have turned out to be and why you wish for someone else. And a lot of people say, you know, maybe if this person was like this in my life, I would have been like that. Well, maybe if that person probably was like that in your life, you'd probably be worse than you are right now. Or maybe you could have been better. I know it's a lot of things that could have went a lot better in my life had certain people been in my life, but I'm grateful to God for everybody that ever been in my life and is still in my life, because right now I'm still like everybody's little sister, daughter, everything, because I'm humble and I love nurturing. I love being nurtured. I love being taught. I love learning. I love having communications with different people in my family. I got somebody in my family I could call and talk to about anything. Each different person. I might tell Pastor Nick, but I could tell Moselle that. Or I could tell my mom. Or I could tell Mother Cooper. Or I could tell Margaret. I might can't tell this person, but I could tell that person. And we need to be like this more for these kids. I try to be like that for my kids' friends. If they need somebody to talk to, they could talk to me. If your mother ain't listening, come tell me. I'll get your mother to listen. Or maybe we ain't going to tell your mother. Maybe I can help you come up with a solution that's under the radar that maybe we can still get you through this. So, you know, I just want to tell the community, be more proactive in these kids' life, because these kids are the adults that will be snatching your purse, that will be robbing your TVs out your house, that will be robbing your business, that will be in the prison system locked up or going to school with your kids and your grandkids and bringing weapons and shooting and killing and hating and all of this. So we have to love more than just our own family. We have to love these other kids too, and we got to get out here and let them know we love them. And Passion, do you have anything else to say before I let you go back to work, honey?
In the process of loving, first, we all need to make sure that we're conscious of what love is and understand what love is and make a significant effort to understand it, because love is not just coddling. Sometimes love is tough, and sometimes love is putting your foot down and saying, okay, well, I'm not going for the okie doke, and I get it. Things were rough, but at what point are you going to pull yourself up by the bootstraps? It's not for everybody to carry you through the rest of your life. So tough love is important as well. And, you know, with this new age, you know, everybody got to be so delicate with these kids because they're so fragile. Stop it. Because they're fragile up until they're ready to come kill somebody, and all of a sudden they're not fragile anymore. Now they're cold-blooded murderers, you know, and these are the same ones that had all this fragility 15 minutes ago. So we need to understand that both aspects of love, the nurturing and the caring and the comfort, but the firm and the put your foot down and the iron fist is all requisite in order to have balance. And balance is key. Balance is key. Communication
is key.
And
we also need kids about God. Because if these kids don't know about God, and if they don't fear anything, like if I'm not scared of anyone, I'm going to be scared of God at least. So that way, you know, if I'm scared of what God going to do to me, I ain't going to do too much. Because I'm scared that I ain't scared if the police going to punish me. I ain't scared if my mama going to punish me maybe. But I might be scared of what God might do to me. So we also need to instill God in these kids and give them something to fear and respect and love. So, Passion, I love you so much. I'm going to put you back on hold.
All right, my dog. Thank you.
To the Ms. Goldie to You Radio Show, First Lady with the Facts, and we got the hot topic. And I'm just enjoying the show tonight. I mean, it's so juicy and so good. So, you know, I ride for my kids. People ride and die for their kids. So on that note, I'm going to play Jadakiss Smoking Gun, and I'll be right back with the Ms. Goldie to You Radio Show.
Yo, shorty is courageous, going through the stages of where her body is more mature than her ages. Far from the daddy little girl type, can't even imagine what her world's like. It all started off as a youngin', stepfather used to touch her and she couldn't say nothing. The more she held in the pain, it kept coming. Eventually it scarred her for life as a woman. And then he just kept touching her. Inside, that was crushing her. I got something to discuss with her. I'm coming with the tech, with the air holes and the muffler.
You're the
black.
Only one I love. The only man I know that I can trust. And if I ever should need you, I know you'll come. Ready to kill. With a smoking gun. With a smoking gun. With a smoking gun. With a smoking gun. I know you'll come. Ready to kill. With a
Bad baby by a stepdad, huh? Little man, all alone up in West Ham. Tough road and without a car, it's a tough walk. Worst part about it is her mom think it's her fault. Word get around, y'all. You know how the town talk. Baby girl is innocent, labeled her the town hall. Suicidal thoughts on her mind even now more. First the abuse, now she gotta raise her child poor. And that's why I feel for you. That's why I'm ready to kill for you. That's a black girl lost for you. Call me, I come through and let it all for you.
You're the only one I love. The only man I know that I can trust. And if I ever should need you, I know you'll come. Ready to kill. With a smoking gun. With a smoking gun. With a smoking gun. With a smoking gun. I know you'll come. Ready to kill. With a smoking gun.
I'm always here for you to talk to. Hold your head high when you walk through. Sometimes the devil's temptation will force you. But one thing about the Lord, he'll never cross you. Look at all the bad things that they try to do to you. And you're still queen of the earth and you're beautiful. Everything happens for a reason. If you ever need me, call me. I'm coming through squeezing.
You're the only one I love. The only man I know that I can trust. And if I ever should need you, I know you come.
Yes, and if you just tuned in, you're live with the Miss Goldie to You radio show. And before I take my last caller, I just want to tell you guys, if you was listening last week, I told you about the Coast to Coast Live show that I was going to be in. Now, Coast to Coast is a major independent artist showcase. They've been going all over the world for over 12 years. They have the biggest mixtape. They have the biggest show, and I mean, hundreds of thousands of artists have been in this competition. You have to be selected to be in this competition. So, lo and behold, I did Coast to Coast Atlanta last night. It was 28 artists performing. It was 5 prizes, and I came in top 5. Yes, your girl, Miss Goldie, won 5th place on the Coast to Coast Atlanta. Yeah, see? You know what, artists, y'all better step y'all game up because I'm not even out here trying to be an artist, and I'm winning stuff. So y'all better get it together. So we have our final caller on the line for tonight. Hey, 1417, thank you for calling the Miss Goldie T radio show.
Hey, Goldie, you know who this is.
Hey,
you know, I love you too. You know, I was listening to all the comments, but first and foremost, okay, you have a lot of parents that don't that want to be friends with their kids. Okay?
Right.
The kids don't respect them. The problem is first you got to teach your kids respect. Because once you teach your kids respect, okay, your kids will understand a lot. Okay? From right and wrong. I mean, as far as them going out seeing and wanting to do what's wrong, they'll think about their parent and how it will affect them. Okay, and talk to your child. You need to talk to your child. I mean, I understand people are working 2 and 3 jobs, but you have to talk to your child. You have to let them know what's going on, what the deal is. I mean, I've had a whole lot of children, a whole lot of kids that didn't get along with their parents. Came to me, and I talked to them, treated them like they were mine, and they had to do what they needed to do. I mean, that's the bottom line to it, okay? And these parents, not my child, okay? Instead of trying to listen when somebody's telling them what's going on, you don't have to agree, but listen. Talk to your child.
Right.
Okay? Tell your child how you feel about things. You know, give them the option. You tell them what you see that you don't like. And give them the option. If they respect you, they'll think about it. They'll think about what they do. But the biggest problem is because the kids have no respect. They don't have respect for their parents. They don't have respect for anyone.
They don't.
Okay, and respect
they
is the biggest. The respect is the biggest thing that, you know, you could teach a child.
Train up a child, you know, in the way they should.
Right. You know, when they talk about, well, they see their parent do this, they see their parent do that. That's not the point of what they see their parent do. You talk to your child and your child
right.
to understand what's going on, because you have to do what you have to do to take care of your child. You let your child know, you know, what you're going through to take care of them. And giving them all these brand names and everybody else's names, no. That's not teaching them anything. You're spending $200 on sneakers that you know you can't afford. No. You
right.
know, you teach child the values. Okay? Just
and
because I go out partying, that don't mean it's right. But I'm grown. You know, when you want to, when you have to make a decision, you think about that decision that you're gonna make. Is that a good decision for you? If you teach them right and you teach them the respect, I guarantee you, they'll make the right decision. Everybody falls short. That's
right.
Right. You
know,
I mean, that's
correct themselves.
Exactly. Because we all learn from our mistakes, but if they keep making the same mistake over and over again, you condone it, because that's what's happening. You know, your child is doing something wrong and you condone it. You know, no. You have to make them responsible. Take responsibility for what they do.
Exactly. I don't mean to cut you off and everything, but we don't.
It's time to go. Okay.
Time to go.
Okay.
Come back next week on the Miss Go DTU Radio Show. I'll see y'all all next week. I'm going to let y'all know what the topic's going to be about, because we're going to get to the facts on everything. I love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in, and see you next week.
Bye, Goldie.
Bye. Love you.